This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's COVID numbers are still very high, but state health officials say those numbers are improving, and they expect that to continue. Dr. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
So while things are moving in the right direction, still a lot of COVID-19 that is circulating in our community right now.
The situation varies across the state. In many rural areas, the numbers haven't dipped because surges of the Omicron variant started there later than elsewhere. Regis University will resume full-time in-person classes at its three campuses Monday, joining several other colleges. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The state still has extremely high COVID transmission rates, but the university says it has a high vaccination rate among students and staff and that COVID numbers have peaked and are now falling. Denver's COVID numbers have dropped more than 30% in recent days from a peak earlier this month. Faculty, staff, and students must show proof of a booster shot by February 1st. CU Boulder returned to campus Monday. CU Denver returns next week. Colorado State University returned last week, and the Colorado School of Mines began in person earlier this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Secretary of State's office is moving to dismiss a campaign finance complaint against Attorney General Phil Weiser concerning a fundraiser in Hawaii. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
Weiser was at a conference for state attorneys general. While there, his campaign reported spending around $400 on an event at the resort. A Republican-led group alleged that price was much cheaper than the publicly advertised cost for the space. But investigators found the rates quoted in the complaint were for larger, more elaborate events, and the hotel confirmed it charged the campaign what it would for any similar event. Based on that, investigators concluded the complaint should be dismissed. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A former Idaho Springs police officer was sentenced to probation after pleading guilty to inappropriately using a taser on a 75-year-old man in his apartment. Investigators determined the man was not threatening officers at the time. This is CPR News.